Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to First District Politics. This is our first Sunday edition. We're going to be blessed today with two very, very smart women. We're going to have Zena Nass at ZENANASS22 back from last night. She wants to clear up a little bit about the Sunni Shia, you know, the differences there. And we're first time on the show will be Lisa B. Her Twitter is at God Gets Last Word, at GodGetsLastWord. So make sure everybody follows Zena Nass and Lisa B. So welcome, ladies, to First District Politics.
Thank you for having us again.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be here.
No problem. Welcome, and don't be nervous, Lisa. And if you are a little nervous, it's okay. It's normal. Nerves are good. Butterflies are good. Keeps everybody on top of their game. Watch out. Trump train is coming. Trump train. Bye. Stand back. It's about the extent of our sound effects on First District Politics. The Trump train.
You got the best one then.
It is. And it's nice to see that and know that both of you are on the Trump train wholeheartedly. Well, in the interest of time, let's get moving here. Zena, last night we were talking about Middle East and so on. People can go back and listen to that podcast, but you wanted to clear up just one thing about the Sunni Shia, the differences there.
Yeah, so I got a name wrong. The difference is that after the Prophet Muhammad died, is, you know, obviously the power struggle between who's going to take over. So, like a president, like if Muhammad was the president, he had a vice president, and that was Abu Bakr, which is the Sunnis now. He wanted to take over power. But then the Shias, which they became the Shias, said, well, it should be bloodline. It should not be, you know, the second in line. It should be actually bloodline. And he was heir to the throne. So that's the difference. And that was Ali. And he was married to his Muhammad's daughter, and he was also his cousin. So he said, no, it should be family, not shouldn't be voted in or, you know, be democratic. I don't know. That's pretty much it. So that's the truth. I got the name wrong.
So
one side said it should be blood. The other side said it should not be. It should be whoever was second in line.
Okay. Well, good. Thank
very simple.
You for putting that up. Yeah, we want to keep the information as good as we can. So what we want to do today, and we've been talking to Lisa, myself, Zena, you and I, about the censorship that's going on. So
it's insane.
Lisa, you sent me. Let me get into my DMs here and find some of these tweets you sent me. Talking about the EU has ordered social media and tech firms like Facebook to delete its. Content considers illegal within 1 hour. What do you know about that, Lisa?
Well, I follow the person that tweeted that. It's a good source. It came from True Pundit, and they are conservative, and they're very they're always on target. But the person that tweeted that, I checked it out. It's good information, and it is basically following what they are doing already in Europe. It's nothing new to Europe, but they're following it over this way too, because this is a global reach is what it is. It's a global effort, and these are some things that Alex Jones actually has been posting, and one of our personal favorites, I know you follow Laura Loomer, and I do as well, and she tweeted out this morning too that Alex Jones is being censored and having to they're pulling his site down, and he started something else until they, you know, what it basically is doing, he's able to keep another site up, but he loses something like 33,000 YouTube videos. So it's a major censorship, and Google is the one, you know, that is in charge of all this, Facebook, the Twitter, everything. So we track the money down. The girl, Anna Bacon, is the one that I saw the tweet from originally and followed up with another, you know, like part of a, you know, a two-tweet thread where you can follow the money back, and guess what? It leads to Soros. You can always follow the money back to Soros with every bit of this global the deterrence to us communicating, the total hate for Americanism, you know, and everything that is America. And it's what Donald Trump ran against to save us from our sovereignty being destroyed completely with the America First agenda. So
no, you're
he's
right
made
on.
Himself.
Let me let me throw in here that Q, you guys are following Q. Q put some,
yeah.
He finally came that since February 24th, we haven't heard from Q. Last night, late, and then this morning. Let me just, the first one that he put down, here's what he said. Stay together. Be strong. Get organized. Be heard. Fight the censorship. You, the people, have all the power. You simply forgot how to play. Together you are invincible. They want you divided. They want you silenced. Make noise, all capitals. We are with you. Make it rain, capitals, Q. I mean, it's where we've got to stay on this fight. We've got to really, now I think it's time to ramp it up.
It's so difficult to stay together because you have the other side that's they're delusional. You can't even talk to them. You can't even explain normal things to them. It really is very difficult. I was one of them. But, I mean, I'm a rational person.
At some point, you have to realize the lunacy. At some point, and that's what I keep thinking, that at some point they're going to go so far with the ridiculousness that there are going to be many, just the same as with, you know, the black voter used to be all Democrats. All Democrats, but it went so far with the way their cities were run down, everything they got to experience and see for themselves that
yep.
during the Obama administration, nothing was done to help them, and they are being woke. They are being woke to see that, hey, you know, I got to reexamine here, and so they're checking into us. They're actually seeing. That's why I never hit back to a liberal with anything but kindness. I give them the truth, and I give it plainly, and then I try to get them to look for themselves, but they will. They're so filled with hate. They're so filled with rage because that's all they've been given.
Yep.
They've been given false information daily about Trump since he started to run.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I said that a black person is the easiest to talk to because they're like, wait, we have been lied to. They're the easiest
right.
to speak to. They have common sense. To talk to a person, I mean, a white Democrat, it's not going to happen. It's not. They're so angry.
Well, and the problem that I'm seeing now is that because of all the – see, you've got to look at the big picture and know that because this is what Soros has done for years and years and years. I mean, this stuff has gone on for years. JF Kennedy was assassinated for trying to bring out the fact that he knew what was going on. He was calling out the secret societies. He was calling out basically the
FBI.
He didn't say the CIA, but he did call out the media, and he called out the press, and he reminded them what their job was. Their job was to report the truth, but yet they had become a propaganda machine for the secret societies and the shadow government that has existed from way back. And people think it's conspiracy theories, but now they're beginning to come around and see that because we had a president that ran America First, these people that are running these global, that are seeking the global power, they do not have your best interest at heart, and I'm going to fight to keep America first. And people wanted to hear that because the people that did know about it were helpless. They had no way of fighting, just like in Europe. I feel bad for the people that I follow, a lot of the people there. And all over the world, actually, when they see what's going on, and they're helpless. They look to Trump, and they appreciate him, and they wish they had leaders like him. But my point that I was trying to get at is that Soros has control. Like, this Media Matters and many other outlets that he's funded, media sources that he's funded through the year that have controlled, and I am certain, of course, CNN is nothing more than, you know, shadow government. We have deep state, and then we have shadow government. Deep state, I think of as the swamp in our government, but the shadow government I see as the global powers that be, that are
yep.
all in, you know, in this thing for their selfishness, their worldly wealth, and what they can accomplish through it. But they have no regard for human life whatsoever, and that's why they even fund the Planned Parenthood. And there's so much that we could get into there, just with all the things they have their hand in that are degrading, with no value to human life whatsoever. And they have no regard for us. They're out to destroy us as a nation so that they can accomplish their agenda. And, you know, the division that I'm concerned with right now is not so much with the liberals and with the conservatives. It is the division I see that's being caused on a day-to-day basis because we're so frustrated. Everyone is so frustrated with waiting so long and looking to our government to help the president drain the swamp. He
yep,
has no
exactly.
support. And so there's so many people. I mean, if you look at how Soros has controlled the media, and I'm going to name him for one because we have had it revealed, you know, without a doubt, that he has been one that is what he does. He pays people to do that. He started companies to do that. But why do people not understand that he can go on Twitter, set up these fake soapboxes, and form bonds with people and give them misinformation? Why do people not understand that? Because that's what's dividing the people. They're afraid to speak their own mind. They're afraid to have their own thoughts about what they actually see. So my main tweet yesterday, and I got over 1,000 likes on it, I mean retweets on it already, just from yesterday, it's the one that's going the most, and it wasn't speaking bad about, you know, Jeff Sessions not moving or anything like that, because people are afraid. They'll like it, and they're afraid to retweet it because they don't know. They don't know what's going on. But my tweet was basically saying, you know, listen to Trump tweet. Listen to these people that are actually have their feet planted in Washington, know what's going on, the people that, you know, like Jim Jordan and Nunes and Tom Fenton, Judge Jeanine, Hannity, people, Lou Dobbs, people that are speaking out, and just get information from people like that that we know are trusted, reliable sources. Do not be swayed by the voices that are, you know, they have the Twitter voices that are making you, like when you speak up and they smack you back down, how mm-hmm. dare you voice your opinion. Uh-uh. No, that's mm-hmm. not, that's a flag to me right there. And it does
yep.
have people intimidated. They're afraid to comment on a thread where you tweet something that says, where is Jeff Sessions? Why is he not doing his job? When the president's tweeting that. And you know, this 4D chess thing to me, if it's 4D chess, this is another tweet I made yesterday, then okay, Jeff Sessions, that means right here, and I pointed to the president's tweet, that means it's your move. Because the
tweet.
This is like the bystander effect, but on a really bigger level. So like, I'll see something, I'm like, do I want to get involved? And you're like, someone else will. It's okay. And then I'll like what they say. You know, it really is. If someone
right.
else is going to comment, someone else is going to like it. It's okay. I'll let someone else do it. And it's not right. We're going to be afraid.
Well, if we're not knowledgeable, then I think, and there's been a lot of tweets that I am afraid to even retweet. If I'm not knowledgeable on the subject, I'm endorsing it. If I retweet something, depending on what it is and how major it is, what I think it, you know, might be influencing. But
yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, but if we do know, I mean, we do have certain facts. I mean, we do have certain facts. We do know certain things. We don't know everything going on behind the scenes, but if we do have certain facts, and we voice our opinion on it, then let's at least be tolerant. Like, I can be tolerant of your opinion of where Jeff Sessions stands, and you can be tolerant of mine, especially if we're on the same side. That's the thing. Don't let anything cause division among us, because we're all on the same page, but people are so frustrated because they don't see what's going on, that we're basically attacking each other. And that's what I think the Q message was about, not to be divided, but to, you know, organize and get together and stay together and don't let anything, because, you know, they want to break up our means of communicating. You know, they break up the support, basically.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. What gives me a little hope of the sessions, I don't know if you noticed this, but during the State of the Union that Trump gave, that was a beautiful speech. But when they would cut away and show Sessions, you could just see how much he loves Trump. And we've got to trust Trump. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, all right, relax. And then we hear Q, who numerous times has said to trust Sessions. So we're being bombarded at every angle with so much disinformation. I mean, we're only human, so it's hard to, you know, to rely on that. And what you said, Zena, your point of the bystander effect, that was a great point. You know, it's like, hey, people don't want to touch it.
It's very
frustrating. Let's shift gears.
This is like 50 years in the making. And now we have to be patient. We can't expect everything to happen now. This is our everything. Our country is 50 years, more than that. They've been trying to destroy our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't expect that. We have to be patient with Trump. We have to be patient with his agenda. We have to be patient. You can't,
right.
You know,
I think
you can't,
we're
going to
see something coming up soon here. They're pushing the censorship envelope right now, and I think they want to push this now. And I heard Jerome Corsi today on the Patriot Soapbox decoding Q, but he says, listen, talking to the exec of Google who stepped down, Eric Schmidt, he's like, hey, you want to fight? Let's take it now. Let's go in the back alley, the front alley, but we want to have this fight now because we don't want them to be censoring us when the primaries are coming on in August and September, and then in November into the midterm elections. So I think they want to push the envelope now to do something. So I think we can look in the next maybe month to see some really big things happening. And on that topic, let's shift gears a little bit to Trump's December 21st executive order. For the people that don't know, just Google Trump executive order December 21st. But that executive order is titled Executive Order Blocking the Property of Persons Involved in Serious Human Rights Abuse or Corruption. Now, just today, when I had to bug out a little earlier, I had to go to the farmer's market quick, the soap lady, the homemade soap lady, she saw me with my earbuds on, and what I was doing is still listening to Dr. Corsi on the Patriot Soapbox. I didn't want to miss that, but I didn't want to not go either. She's looking at me, and he had just ended, so I pulled the earplug out. She's like, I said, I'm listening to Intel. So what, in a sense, what I was doing, because I like to red pill people a little bit at a time, I'm listening to Intel. She's thinking, intelligence? What's that? So I said, you know, I'm talking about Q, and I referenced the executive order, and I referenced that the bakery, I saw a poster in the window that said, first he loved me, then he sold me, about the human trafficking, the child trafficking that goes on between Chicago and Milwaukee. She said, oh, I'm from Waterford, and I just saw one of those posters, you know, out by me. I said, is it any coincidence? Then I, you know, slowly went through this. Now, we just saw today, I think it came out yesterday, Jerome Corsi, and I sent you guys the link to this 1,108 pages of the first people and corporations that I'm saying Trump has snagged in this executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Talking about this topic is such a deep, dark topic, listening to some of these women that are coming out now. So my point is there, I think this is all starting to come to the surface for a purpose. It's not coincidental that we're seeing posters. I had to go up north the other day, stop at the wayside. There's a poster in the wayside about sex trafficking. I tweeted that out. Let's go to Zena. And what do you think, Zena, about what's going on with this whole thing? Now, we'll move off of the censorship. I think it comes into censorship, though. I think
like
it ties
that he
into
has
the censorship.
Order. Yeah, I like that he had this executive order. I think sex trafficking has been around for so long, child trafficking, you know. I mean, one of the first people on that list is an organ trafficker.
It's terrible.
I've looked into this.
Is that what it is?
I've looked into this a lot, too. And Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and these global, I mean, this is global. It's been going on for years, like you say. This has been a major problem that Trump knew about before he came into office. And the Clinton Foundation is in way over their head. This stuff is going to come out, and it's going to be really ugly. They're trying to hide it. That's why the left is in such a total state of panic, because they're all complicit. The ones that have known about it and are still around are – they've gotten part of that money from the Clinton Foundation, all that those many dollars that have been to cover it up. And
when he said he should be in jail, he told her, he said when that one speech, he said he should be in jail.
Oh, was that great? That debate,
you know,
that was
in my my perspective at the point was, what do you mean you should be in jail? Who are you to say she should be in jail? Not knowing what he's talking about. For me, I'm like, who the hell is he to say she should be in jail? Not knowing what's going on. The Republicans made that mistake by not giving us more information. I had to find this stuff out on my own. They did hint it to you, but they didn't give you.
When you find this stuff out, when you start really finding it out and that you can verify it, it will make you literally physically ill. It will make you sick and try to process
it. It did make me ill.
Me too. Everyone that I know, it has, because it's so much to digest. And even though we had some idea, it's being, like you said, Bill, it's being red-pilled to us slowly, because we couldn't even imagine taking all of it at once. And that's what I think Q is good at doing. And I'm, you know, I'm still reserving my judgment about Q as far as, you know, is he completely legitimate? I mean, probably, but I am just still one until I have all the facts. I'm going to reserve my skepticism. I'm not going to put my wholehearted trust and faith in everything he says. I'm going to make, you know, rational decisions on my own, and that's where, you know, he says trust Sessions. No, you can trust Sessions if you want to, but I don't trust Sessions. I trust more Trump tweets and, you know, what I hear everybody else that's in the know, what they're actually saying, and they're getting very impatient with Sessions, and I don't think that it's a game that they're playing. I think that it's they're ready for something to be done on this while it can be done. It's time, and it's past time. But getting back to the stuff that I looked into when I first started finding out about it, you know, the Planned Parenthood is at the root of this, because they do sell body parts, baby body parts. They sell organs. The child trafficking and the sex slavery and all that is so disgusting. It all goes back to not only organ harvesting, which is big money for these people, but it's also with the adrenochrome, that where they torture these kids and Podesta and this Pizzagate and all this stuff. People don't want to believe it's real. It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
And where they torture these children in ritual sacrifices. They are Luciferians. They worship Lucifer. They torture these kids, and when the adrenaline is up because of the torture, that's when they can take the adrenochrome, they call it, and it's an actual drug that they made a movie out of. It's all that hidden in plain sight stuff, and Hollywood is in over their heads with it too. So many these people that have all the money, they're rich, they've gotten into all this satanic stuff. And it's just really unbelievable. I mean, you really can't fathom it when you first step your foot into that deep into the pool. You feel like it's just going to take you over until you can have time to sort it out and see that this stuff has been going on for decades. And we're just now finding out a lot of it.
Yes, I remember when they said the emails. They said, look at the emails. I'm like, I was like, what? Who cares if you use a different server? What difference does it make? And they're telling you to look at the emails, but I was like, okay, so if you use a different server, what's the big deal? Then you see the emails, you're like, what are they talking about?
Wow.
It's not pizza. They're not talking about pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Or hot dog.
That's not pizza. That's not pasta.
They are
that's
not,
right.
There's pasta barely alive still. That's not pasta, no.
It's code.
Gave me nightmares.
It's bad. The other thing, too, that Trump is really cracking down on, like, you don't hear it reported in the mainstream media. You don't even hear it on Fox as much, but he has cracked down with ICE for one reason, because of this MS-13. Now, he will point out MS-13, but you've got to realize this is a mafia, and they are a killing mafia. They are protected in sanctuary cities, and in these sanctuary cities is where all these killings go on, and bodies disappear, and organs are harvested from these bodies. And that's why these mayors of these sanctuary cities are protecting them, because it's not just about votes. Yes, they want illegal voters, but it goes much deeper than this. It's about money. It's so corrupt. I mean, it's so corrupt that you wonder how one man, Trump, could go in and be as bold as he is. And it is, it's an answer to prayer that we got the mercy that we got when we did get Trump in office. It's a definite miracle, because we were headed towards a Hillary presidency that would have just taken up where Obama left off, and Obama did destroy us from the inside out. And I am certain that everything was rigged to even get him elected, dead votes, and all the whole system's rigged. But they get people on the inside.
I just heard
too.
Today that watch out in the next week or two that the voter fraud is going to be blowing up big time. I forget exactly where I saw it. There's so much going on, but the voter fraud is going to be blowing up in the next week or two. That's another thing that Trump is going after. That Alabama vote.
If he doesn't, we won't win. We won't win any seats.
Yeah.
Because what their plan is, if you look at the overall, and I'm one that steps back and looks at the big picture, and then I want to know the details. I'm very detailed, but I have to see the big picture first before I can put the puzzle together. I kind of got to step back from it and see, like, okay, I know this is the big picture, but how are they working it? And what their plan is, if you hear impeach 45, okay, all that is about is they want to keep stalling and stalling, and this is why I have a problem with Jeff Sessions. Because their plan is to stall until they can get control of the House back, and then they want to bring Trump up on impeachment charges for what?
For obstruction.
For obstruction of justice. Because he can't interfere. People are saying, why doesn't he just fire more people? Why doesn't he fire Sessions? Why doesn't he fire Mueller? And it's because the left will accuse him of obstruction of justice, and they're trying to stall until they can bring him up on impeachment charges when they have enough people to vote, to vote for impeachment in the House.
Because they think they're going to win the House back.
They think they're going to win, and if something's not done about the voter fraud, they will, because they've already stolen something. I saw like 36 seats or 30-something seats recently. Because people are angry. They're saying, you're not going out to vote? Yes, people are going out to vote. And if you're on Twitter and you're saying go vote and you don't go vote, then you're part of the problem, because you have to go vote. We need people to vote because it very well could be that even though there's so much voter fraud, that this could be rectified. It could be even go back and recount. You don't know. There's been many injustices, but it could. We have evidence that there was injustice in the Alabama elections. With Roy Moore. We have evidence. We've seen the vans pulling them in. You know, they hauled all these people over here from Puerto Rico after the hurricane, and they've shipped those people in buses. They bused them to vote all over the place. From Florida, came from Mississippi, both sides. They shipped them in, they bused them in, and then in Virginia as well with the Gillespie.
And I did a nice reply tweet. I forget exactly who it was back to, but in my reply I said, go get your friends and your family to go sign up to be poll workers, because all this, mm-hmm. this voter fraud can't happen without the corrupt, 90 seconds, lady, without the corrupt poll workers. So if you can't be a poll worker, be a poll watcher. Stand outside, stand behind the poll workers, and so on. What a show. So we're down to basically we've got about a minute left, ladies. We'll get you guys both back. What a great show. I'm glad you were able to meet each other. I know you follow each other now on Twitter. Zena, 30
seconds.
Thank
you so much for having me.
We'll give Lisa 30 seconds. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Zena?
People, research. You need to research. You can't just follow blindly. You can't. You have to be like me and research and get your own information. Even if you have to use Google, tap 3 pages next, then start looking. Because the first stuff they're going to show you is propaganda. It's lies. It's what the government wants you to know.
Skip
a few pages, then start researching. It's okay to follow independent journalists. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's perfect to do so.
Right. You've got to do that, and then you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful what sources you choose. Choose people that have been looking into this for years,
yep.
that are grounded. Some of the new people, just take it with a grain of salt and pick and choose what you you choose to believe based on what other people are saying, because there's so much misinformation out there. And we all need to have our ears.
Trump train, ladies. Trump train. I'm through.
Okay.
Man back. Don't touch the third rail. What a fun
show. Thank you so much for having
seriously.
Us.
Thank you.
What a fun show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And you're welcome. I'll catch up with both of you guys offline. And everybody, thank you for listening to First District Politics. Follow at Zena Nass, at ZenaNass22. And follow Lisa B at God Gets Last Word at GodGetsLastWord. Both excellent follows on Twitter. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.